U.S. has had a slow job recovery, but we haven't done worse. A couple of states, Indiana and Tennessee, have had a stronger rebound, but they also had a stronger job loss during the recession. So I would say Kentucky's just sort of average among states in that it's tracking the national pattern in terms of job growth really over the past 7 or 8 years.
What are some of the areas that Kentucky, shall we say, could be doing better at?
We've had strong growth in temporary service jobs, like through temp agencies. That's been the fastest growing sector. It's a very cyclical sector, but it's actually typical of this stage of the business cycle where companies are reluctant to take on full-time permanent workers until they see stronger sales growth and more reliable economy. So they tend to go for part-time temp jobs, and that helps those firms. The best story in there is the motor vehicle industry and the parts industry related to the automotive and truck sector. Kentucky has added, I think, about 11,000 jobs the past few years in that sector as the automobile industry had its comeback. And that's important because those jobs tend to pay a lot more than average, and they also have a lot of linkages with other sectors of the economy and brings a lot of money into the state. The sectors losing jobs continue to be construction and coal mining. So that's housing, commercial developments, and then it's, you know, coal, which has been down for several years. Most of the sectors that are growing in Kentucky in terms of jobs are in lower-paying sectors, like restaurants, for example. I think the average pay there is only $18,000 a year, so and that's one of the fastest-growing sectors. And there's also the usual growth in healthcare professions and industries, doctors and dentist offices, nursing homes, and that's been true for decades, and it just kind of keeps plugging regardless what happens to the economy. And finally, we looked at what we call the employment rate, that is the number of people employed as a percentage of the adult population. And again, Kentucky is quite low in that regard. Only about 56% of adults are holding a job, well below the U.S. average of 59% and below all of our border states except West Virginia.
Dr. Paul Coombs is the Senior Economic Advisor to the Kentucky Chamber of Commerce. He's also Emeritus Professor of Economics at the University of Louisville. I'm Steve Hirschberg.